It should seem somewhat jarring to have the words of the crowd in our mouths, and yet we grow used to it, and it seems quite distant from us. And yet if we look at what happened in the Passion, we see that the world has not changed at all. We hear the crowds clamoring for the innocent to be killed and the guilty to be saved. And yet, in Muslim countries across the world, Christians are being brutalized, as Jesus said they would be, participating in a very real way in the cross. And so we go from having millions of Christians in the Middle East to having just a few hundred thousand left at most. We hear governors and government leaders who persecute those who do nothing but good for others, who would kill Christ, who has done nothing except for heal and bring comfort. And yet this week, the executive branch will bring the Little Sisters of the Poor before the Supreme Court, forcing them, if they win, to go against their conscience and forcing them to provide artificial contraception and abortion-inducing drugs to their employees, which essentially will shut down an order of nuns who have done nothing for hundreds of years other than serve the poor elderly around the world. The Herods and the Pilates are among us even today. And in our own lives, we hear Peter today denying that he even knows Christ. And yet, we do that very same thing through sin, taking that moment, turning away from Christ, imagining that his will for us, which is for our good, does not exist in our lives, and denying him by turning inward on ourselves and following our own path of sin, only to hear the cock crow of our conscience, which stirs us, hopefully, to repentance. And so we all play a part in this Passion narrative, but the story doesn't end there. This is just the beginning of Holy Week. God invites us to participate in the totality of it, to bring us into Holy Thursday, when he completely gives himself to us in the sacraments of confession, leading to forgiveness, of the Eucharist, which gives us his living flesh for our food, and of the priesthood, which makes it all possible. He invites us to carry our own cross with him in repentance on Good Friday, to accept the cross which he lays on our shoulders out of love, to participate in our own salvation. He invites us to meditate in the silence on Holy Saturday, when Christ sleeps in the flesh, and then ultimately to rise from our sins on Easter Sunday. And so we have this intimate opportunity to participate in our own salvation. Mother Teresa was once asked by a reporter, "What would you change about the church if you could change anything?" And she said, "I would change you and me." We can't save the world, that's what Christ does. But we can save our soul and those around us by participation in the Passion and Resurrection of our Lord. That's what we're being invited into. We're being invited into the greatest drama ever to play out on the human stage. And far better than a front row seat, we're being invited to play an intimate role as the drama unfolds throughout this whole Holy Week.